everybody. I'm afraid it's weather is dismal, isn't it? But in here, I'm sure God's waiting to bless us, and hopefully a few more will join us as we carry on through the service. As we worship together through scripture, song, and in sharing how God has spoken to us, hopefully we will encourage one another and experience a real sense of God's presence with us. God is worthy of all our praise, and as we gather here today in his house, we choose to bless and praise his holy name. To begin our worship, Adam is going to come and read to us some verses from Psalm 103. Thank you, Adam.
Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. This is the word of God.
Amen. Our first song that we're going to sing together speaks of the wondrous story that we have to sing and share. The Christ who died for us. The Good Shepherd who gently seeks us out when we stray. The second verse reminds us that during times of darkness and sorrow, our Saviour remains with us, freeing us from our fears and leading us by his hand. He promises to keep us safe until the time comes when we will be with him forever, singing with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. So if you're able, let's stand and sing. I will sing the wondrous story.
Thank you.
come now to a time of open prayers of praise when we can just lift up to the Lord something that we're thankful for, thanking him for who he is, or maybe just a line from scripture. I'll open and then leave it open to you, and then I'll close. So let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, we lift up our praise to you, thankful for your love and compassion, that you sent your own Son Jesus to die, that we might be forgiven and adopted in your family. We thank you for leaving us your Holy Spirit to guide, comfort, and empower us. Lord, you are our rock in times of trouble. You are faithful in all your promises. Help us to always trust in you. May we hear your voice clearly speaking to us, even through the storms of life. We pray that day by day we may see you more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow you more nearly, so that we can give glory back to you. Amen. 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 Lord, may our praise to you be as incense. May our praise to you be as pillars of your throne. Amen. Our next song speaks of how we can choose to bless the Lord's name in both the good and the bad times, when the sun is shining down on us, but also when we're walking the road marked with suffering. Still, we can choose to say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." So again, if you're able, please stand and sing. This is a video song.
Blessed be your name in the land that is blessed. Streams of abundance flow, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing is in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be your name, when the sun shines.
Notices and fellowship news. Obviously, very welcome to worship with us this morning, particularly to visitors, and I hope you'll all be able to join us later as we share a fellowship meal together after the service. Just a few notices for this week. On Wednesday, we have our usual Hope Corner prayers at 1 o'clock and the craft and chat group here at 3:15. On Thursday, our Bible study continues through the Ten Commandments here at 10:30, and see Ray later for the study sheets. Next Sunday, Pastor Ray will be leading us as we conclude our walk through the book of Jonah. And Clive just reminded me that we're back to that time again when the clocks change, so we need to put our clocks back an hour. So it's actually good to get an extra hour's sleep, but I can't believe it's the end of October already. Next Sunday afternoon, as I shared last week, Oakwood Baptist Church are hosting a tea and worship gathering for small local Baptist churches. Veronica, Ray and I will be going, but I've still got one space left in the car if anyone else would like to go and share. I think it's just to encourage churches when we don't really have much link with each other, but it's good to take the chance to do that when we can. Also, for church members, you should have all received your letter giving notice of our deacons' elections in November. Do please continue to pray about who you feel God is calling you, is calling into leadership here at Underhill. I've got nomination slips available, and the last day of nominations will be Sunday, November the 3rd, which is only 2 weeks away. So please do think, I know it's very easy to put it at the back of our mind, but the deacons can only be elected if they're nominated in the first place, and maybe they're, you know, there's not a limited number, so it's existing deacons, and if there's anybody else you feel you'd like to talk to and see whether God may be putting that on their heart. And oh, just an update, Val Gregson's son-in-law David, Julie's husband, was due to have an operation on this broken ankle on Thursday, which already was 30 or 12 days after the accident. They waited all day, told it was quite complex, and for some reason the operation didn't happen, whether it was too complex. They didn't get home till 1 o'clock in Friday morning. But Julie texted me today to say he's been called back in. They are doing the operation definitely this morning. Hopefully it's happened. But it's obviously quite a complex thing. So I do pray that the operation is completed well and that he can really start healing, because yeah, it was 2 weeks yesterday that he actually had the fall on a walk, so it's hard to go backwards then. But Julie really, and David really appreciate your prayers. And now to begin our time of sharing, Belinda has prepared a short PowerPoint presentation which will just take us through some key themes from Genesis and show some links with Chinese characters. And then family are going to sing for us. But thank you, Belinda.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Yes, today I would like to share how some Chinese character can reflect the story from the Bible, especially those from Genesis. It's quite interesting to see that even in different culture, like Chinese language, we can discover a lot of traces of the biblical history. Because today's time constraint, I just introduced 5 Chinese characters and explain how they connect to the key story from Genesis. So you can see, even though the different cultures have no direct connection, they still share the similar ideas about their important life story. The first one I would like to share with you is the first character is Yi. The first character, yes, is Yi. It means the righteousness. This character has 2 parts. You can see that Yang means lamb, Wo means me. When you put them together, one from the top of the character and the other from at the bottom of the character, it suggests that the righteousness comes from a lamb. In the Bible, lamb was sacrificed to make things right with God. And this character can show a similar idea, that the rich, righteousness comes through the sacrifice of a lamb, just like the message in the Bible. This is the first word. And the second character is Chuan, means ark. This character has 3 parts. Zhou means boat, Ba means eight, Ko means people. It's quite interesting that in the story of Noah's ark from Genesis, 8 people in Noah's family were saved from the flood by entering the ark. And this Chinese character for ark include the idea of 8 people in a boat. So it really perfectly matches with the story of Noah's ark. And then the third character is Shen, means God. This character also has 2 parts. Si means spirit. Sun means to declare. In Genesis, God created the world by speaking. When he says, let there be light, light appears. The idea of God creating through his word is quite similar to the meaning of this Chinese character, Sun. It represents a divine spirit that uses only speaking to complete all of the creation. And then the fourth character is Nan, means man. This character also has two parts. In fact, quite a lot of Chinese character has two parts or three parts. Tian means feel, and Li means strength. In Genesis, after God creates Adam, he places him in the Garden of Eden to work and care for the land. And this Chinese character reflects that connection, suggesting that the man is tied to working the fields, just as Adam was in the story of Genesis. The fifth character is Lan, means great. This character has two parts. The first one is Lin. Lin means trees. Nu means woman. This character connects to the story of Eve in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis, Eve is tempted by the serpent to eat from the trees of knowledge of good and evil. Her desire for the fruit, which could be seen as greed, led to the first sin. The character Lan, this word, combining women and trees, also perfectly reflecting the moment of temptation and the fall into sin. Because today I just to sharing these three, these five Chinese characters, so you can see that in the ancient Chinese culture, we also have idea about the morality, righteousness, and even creation, which can echo the message in the Bible, especially those these introductions. Hopefully, I can share more with you later. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you going to come and sit? Do you want to stay there, Belinda, while Tommy and Adam join you? They're going to bless us with a song now, which is based on Psalm 103, and I think the video will say, you might want to just introduce it, but just obviously just listen. The English words will come up as they sing in Chinese, but it's absolutely beautiful song. So let's worship God as... Thank you so much. That was a beautiful worship song, and we're privileged to share it with you. It was lovely. And now, to continue our sharing, Penny is going to come and share something with us.
Thank you. That was lovely. Just it kind of goes with what I'm about to say as well. I wonder, when you come to church every Sunday, do you expect to hear God speak? Do you expect to hear God speak to you personally? Because obviously he is wanting to do that. It's been said that if we want to hear God speak, you just read this out loud. But another way we hear God speak is through the wisdom and testimonies of those who encountered God, stories about how God has impacted our lives, healed our loved ones, guided our path, or given us encouragement. Of course, to hear God speak, we have to recognize his voice. We have to learn to listen, and we have to learn to expect that he will speak to us. I'm sure everyone remembers the story of the boy Samuel in the Bible, that he was given by his mother to be, as it were, an apprentice to the priest, Eli. We are told in chapter 3, verse 1, that in those days there were few messages from the Lord, and visions were very rare. So when God spoke to Samuel, he didn't recognize his voice at first. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Eventually, after the third call, the priest Eli said, "I think it's God calling you." So what was Samuel's reply? "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." So that listening is so important for each one of us. So God speaks to us today in many ways. There are words from the Bible, there is preaching of the word, and sometimes there's the inner voice of conviction that we hear when we're in our quiet time, or the testimony of others. So when we are expectant and listening, we can be sure that God will guide us and encourage us, or even reprimand us. So it's important for all of us to keep our spiritual antennae out so that we don't miss a word from the Lord. And that's why we give opportunities every Sunday for people to come and share what God has done in their lives during the week. My sharing story today involves three people who God spoke to in this fellowship, prompted and wove together, and hopefully it will give us all a message of hope for each one of us today. Firstly, Marjorie, a few weeks ago, pressed a piece of paper into my hand, just a little piece of paper with some words on it, and it had a couple of lines of a song. She said, "Did I know it?" I said, "I didn't recognise it." She asked other people whether they knew it. They didn't recognise it after either. And I didn't even recognise it as coming from any of the songbooks that I know, and I've been playing for about 40 years and must know about 50 songbooks, but I didn't recognise this song. But a little prompt from God, and because of the recent death of my mum, the words resonated with me. It said, "And I shall see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace." And those words kind of struck my heart after Marjorie had given them to me. And so I went home and I looked in my songbooks, and I couldn't find anything beginning with that. And I decided that I'd Google it. Everybody, when you can't find anything, you Google, don't you, these days? And it brought me to this hymn that started with a different line and was, "Someday the silver cord will break." And I promised Marjorie we'd sing it sometime. I hope it encouraged her, the fact that we were able to find it. It was just incidentally in a very old songbook, as you can see, very worn, which was given to me by my mum and dad on the day I was baptised in 1965. So I still have this book, and there was that song. So it is an old song, but it has lovely words. The next person in the story is Elsie. Elsie is blessed with a love of singing, and a couple of weeks ago she asked if she could bring a song on this sharing time, and so she bravely learnt Marjorie's song, and in a few moments she's going to sing it for us today. And in those strange ways that God blesses us, Elsie came in this morning and said, "I was listening to the radio this morning, and the song that I'm about to sing was being sung by on a program by Pam Rhodes, and there it was, just confirming that these words were important today." And so the third person it brings to me, as I said, I'm grieving the death of my mum last month after a life well lived of 101 years. And in the last painful weeks before her death, she was many times saying she was ready to be with Jesus. She had been a faithful disciple for 80 years, and so she said, "I'm ready to go." And it seemed like an age that she was declining and not being very comfortable. And I was praying, "Lord, take her when you're ready," but of course we never know when that readiness is. And in the end, it was a very short time of suffering and difficulty for her, and she passed away peacefully in her sleep. But when I read these words that Marjorie had given to me, the song brought great assurance and comfort. The first verse says, "Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more, as now, shall sing. But oh, the joy when I will wake within the palace of the king." And that chorus, which Marjorie remembered, "And I shall see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace." So I can tell that story because I know that my mum was saved by grace. I'm sure many of you here can tell that story, that we have been saved by the grace of God. Of course, it's a verse from Ephesians, which this song is based on. "God's mercy is so abundant, and his love for us is so great, that while we were spiritually dead, while we were still sinners, in our disobedience, he brought us to life in Christ. So it is by God's grace that you have been saved. Our life here is but temporary, but through God's grace we have that promise of eternal life." So this song was a blessing for Marjorie, a gift to Elsie, and an encouragement to me. Why not listen to God's voice and see what he's saying to you today? It'll be appropriate to you, and it'll be what you need to hear, because that's the blessing that God gives us. He only gives us the word that we need in season and out of season. So I'm going to ask Elsie to come and sing this song to us. The words will be up on the screen, and if at the end you feel a need to join in with the choruses, please do, and we'll sing that chorus together. So.
Story saved by grace.
saved by grace. Someday my earthly house will fall. I cannot tell how soon will be. But this I know, my all in all has now a place in heaven for me. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Someday when fades the golden sun beneath the rosy tinted west, my blessed Lord will say, well done, and I shall enter into rest. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Someday till then I'll watch and wait, my lamp all trimmed and burning bright, that when my Saviour opes the gate, my soul to him may take its flight. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace.
Beautiful, thank you. Now Veronica's going to come and lead us in some prayers of intercession. After that, Inni, Ugo, Sharon, if she's able to come in after the prayers, and then we've got your video.
Shall we pray? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us all together here. We are glad to see everyone. Please bless all our loved ones, families and friends. Please help all those who are not well and those who we are concerned about. Bless those who could not join us today. We thank you for all those who have prepared for our harvest celebration. Please help all troubled countries, especially in the Middle East and Ukraine and Russia. Help all those being persecuted for their faith. Bless our churches in Barnet, Hope Corner Community Centre, and our town. Guide all our leaders in your wisdom. Thank you for your wonderful love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Again, Inni and Ugo have got something to share in a moment. I think Ugo's going to come and share a few words, and then very privileged to be able to watch a video that Inni filmed here a few weeks ago, and I'm sure they'll tell you a bit about it, but it's a beautiful song. But if you had something to share first, did you want to come and share, Ugo, or do you want the video first, or which way round? Do you want to share? Yeah, you share. Let the boys are fine as they are, don't worry about them. I don't know whether you... I think this one's working as well. I think either, is it? Or either of the mics, okay. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to share something just before we show you the video. Let me just get it out. So just something I wrote down a week ago. So I was thinking about many times in this world we're so caught up with chasing things, trying to achieve certain goals, you know, trying to make money, trying to be successful, trying to get our names up there in life. And so often we forget the reason we're here is because of God. We forget that the reason God put us here is to prepare, to reach out to people, to speak to people about him, to bring people to God, to convict people, and in the end, to hopefully meet him one day, if we get that chance. So I just wrote something short. So it's called Prepare to Meet Your God. Oh, sorry. So it says, are you ready? Is there oil in your lamp? Are you washed? Are you clean? Are your garments spotless? Is your heart consecrated? Though it seems he has delayed, the bridegroom is on his way. So wake up from your slumber, get your house in order, and prepare to meet your God. So it's just a reminder that even though, you know, the world is so busy and so exciting, we should constantly make sure our hearts are in order for God. Our minds, you know, our garments, our thoughts, and we should focus on preparing to meet God one day. Being in the right state, you know, to be able to see him so he can say, well done, thank you, my good and faithful servant. So that's just what I wanted to share.
Yeah. Thank you. That ties really well with what Elsie's song words were saying, but no, thank you for that. That's good.
The video, right?
Yes, we got the video now. You can just explain how it came.
So the video we shot, a friend of ours was talking about his friend who lost his wife. So he wrote a song just to honor the memory and just to remind us that even in times when we feel sad, when we're confused, why did God do this, why did God let this happen, we should just yield and give in to God because he knows best, even though sometimes we're so confused about why he does things, but he does know best. And at the end of the day, you know, he's the one in charge. So this video is just a video for a song a friend did. Just to honor his friend's wife's memory and just to remind us to give in and to yield to God in whatever circumstance you might be in, just give in and yield to him and let him be God in every situation.
And it's called Yield, as you'll see, so please enjoy this.
People come, people go, but to let go, Oshoro, to let go, Oshoro. My understanding fills me, oh, or I hear me, oh. But we judge him faithful, we judge him faithful still. Ojulope si amatunari, assuredly, odaju amatunari. Ojulope si amatunari o. Ojulope si amatunari. Odaju amatunari. Ojulope si amatunari o. Akoni gidi, ajanaku koja mori nkan firi. Can't be replaced cause you're one of a kind. You came, you loved and you conquered. I love you till the ending of time. Your memory is blessed for all eternity. You still got love from your family. We know that you are chilling in the heavens. And no guilt in life, no fear in death. From life's first cry till final breath, Jesus commands our destiny. So even in our pain, we yield to him. Ojulope si amatunari.
assuredly o daju a ma tun rari oju lo pe si a ma tun rari o oju lo pe si a ma tun rari o daju a ma tun rari oju lo pe si a ma tun rari o Jesus come our destiny, even in our pain, we yield to Him. Commands our destiny, even with this pain, we yield to Him.
Thank you so much for allowing us to share in that. And it's sure that song will be used to help many. And the line again, just even when we don't understand why hard times happen, God is faithful. We can call on His name for health and strength. And from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands our destiny. And again, the line that kept repeating that song, even in our pain, we choose to yield to Him. And I think that is so powerful. Just a brief time now, if there's anyone else had anything particularly on their hearts that they felt God wanted them to share this morning. Doesn't have to be, but I just don't want to give the opportunity if there was something that's particularly spoken to you. Or if when you go home and reflect on it, come back next week and share it. You know, it's, as Penny said, we choose to have our spiritual ears and eyes opened, and I'm sure God has spoken in many ways today. So I think to bring our service to a conclusion, I've got a video song to share, but I think we all know that life can often be tough. As we go through times of trial, testing and loss, how do we react? Are we willing to keep on trusting God, even when we don't understand? Often God tests us and refines us before He blesses us. When we feel our own strength has failed and we have reached the end of our earthly resources, do we choose to still bless the Lord with our praise? When the darkness closes in, are we still able to keep trusting God and be open to the healing work that He wants to do in our lives? In Deuteronomy chapter 33, we read that there is no one like our God, He who rides on the heavens to help us. And He reassures us with that wonderful promise that He is our refuge, our safe place, and that underneath are His everlasting arms. What a wonderful picture that we can hold on to even in the darkest times. God's arms always there to hold us close and carry us through the storm. In Isaiah chapter 40, God promises to give strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. He says that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and will soar on wings like eagles. Our next song, which has become a special one to me, speaks of leaning hard on God's everlasting arms. That means coming to Him in full surrender, allowing Him to pour out His mercy, peace, and grace into our lives. Even when answers don't seem to come and we struggle to understand God's plan, as we choose to put our trust in Him, He will be there beside us, leading us forward, bringing restoration and healing. He is a faithful God and will never let go until that wonderful day when in His presence our faith will be replaced by sight. So perhaps just stay seated and watch this song. It's called Everlasting Arms, Lean Hard. If you know it, feel free to sing along, but let the words really speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you. as our labors increase, to added afflictions he offers more mercy. To multiply trials, he multiplies peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength is failed and the day is half done, when we've reached the end of our earthly resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. Our Father's forgiving is only begun. So
just speak to your spirits. Just so grateful for so many talented songwriters that just put into words what perhaps we feel unable to say. We're going to close in prayer now, and then afterwards, if someone could pop out and just get the children, we've got our family song as well to finish all together. But just a short prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you that we have been able to worship you this morning in spirit and in truth, and learn more of your faithfulness and love for us. We praise you and bless you for your goodness to us. Even in times of trial, when we don't understand and are unsure of the way ahead, we choose to trust in your love, knowing you will never let go. Thank you that in every circumstance we can lean fully on your everlasting arms. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Bring your healing touch and do your work in us. Join us together, one to another, as we surrender to you. Amen. Linda, could you just pop out and ask the children? to come in for the song. If you just, because Veronica's already gone out, but we've got our song now, which talks about being a family. Again, I hope anyone who would like to join in this will. Do you want to come and get it? You've got one up there, Charles, but if you wanted to come and get some more, that's fine. You've got very squeaky shoes on today, haven't you? Right, here we are. That's it. You'll take one. If anyone else wants one. This song, which we haven't had for quite a while, it's put Jesus put this song into our hearts. And then it says, Jesus taught us how to live in harmony, how to be a family. And the final verse, he turned our tears of sorrow into rivers of joy. So if you're able to stand for this, it starts quite slow. Let me just move the plants and then we won't have them on anybody's head. Whoops. Sorry, is that one gone through now? There we are. So just go with the music. Let's just really praise God together as his family and all that he said to us today. Keep standing. I hope God has blessed you this morning through the different things people had to share. We obviously are going to, in a minute, after we've said the grace together, we are going to move into the small hall and we will have a food. But there is a bit of a gap. We're aiming to eat about 12 o'clock, obviously, as we get things ready. But there are some drinks and things. And just take this time to stay and get to know each other a bit more. Maybe talk about what God said during the sharing, something spoken to your heart. You okay? All right. So it's the grace. I think if you put the slide for the grace. So let's, if we can, what would be nice actually, if we could join hands. We haven't done that for a while, have we? So I don't know where you can make a circle. You're going to come down for 1 minute, Ryan, and then we can join him and we can. Ooh. Look, you hold Daddy's hand. We can probably just about. We might not make a complete circle. Alice, there we are. Oh, let's get Charles in. There we are. Right, are we just about joined up? Let's get Sandra in. Right, it doesn't matter if we're not completely joined. In our hearts, we're a circle. Right, okay, don't worry if they want to run around, that's fine. Right. Right, let's say the words of this grace to each other. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you. And say, at your leisure, make your way to the small hall. And are you able to stay for lunch today, or have you got to get off? Are you able to stay for the food?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it won't, we'll get ready. Lovely to see you, Arlindo. I haven't seen you for a while.